Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jones takes a shot. It is Pearsall. Did he hold on? He did. One-on-one ball, and number one hauls it in for the best catch of the day. It's first and goal, San Francisco.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, that was Adam Amin on the call, the big play to Ricky Pearsall from Mac Jones. Oof. That put the 49ers down in scoring territory.
And I'll tell
on
you
fourth
what,
and two.
If that's incomplete, we're not talking about Mac. We're not talking about Ricky Steiny. We're talking about Kyle. But he was letting them hang yesterday.
888-957-9570. I've been thinking about this, and it's the – you're looking at the 49ers offense, and Kyle Shanahan is doing it with a backup quarterback, backup receivers. Obviously, his tight end's not healthy. And then you look on the other side of the ball, you got Robert Saleh, who's got a young team, new faces. Yeah. In other words, there's a lot of new faces on both sides of the ball right now for the San Francisco 49ers. Who are you more impressed with, Saleh or Shanahan? Both are taking kind of, I don't want to say makeshift, but both are making do with some new faces, doing the best they can. In Shanahan's case, it's some backups. In Saleh's case, it's some younger players. So if I were to ask you that, Goo, what would you say?
I'm going with Robert Saleh. And, Steiny, we just saw how bad this defense was last year. They couldn't stop a nosebleed. And I'm looking at Mykael Williams, and it's not just about his stats. You got to watch the game. Him throwing around that girth up front, helping stop the run. And, you know, again, I'm not saying this is the 94 Niners defense, but at the end of the day, they bend but don't break. And then you try to have fun just thinking about, okay, they're learning. Where are they going to be 8 weeks from now? And I'm assuming you're still in it. And where are they going to be 6 weeks from now? So I just got to tell you, Steiny, it's the defense, because they had so many – and it's a close battle. It's a close answer. But it's the defense for me. And it's just like, how can I ignore Robert Saleh coming in and not fixing what Sorensen couldn't do? And maybe he didn't have this personnel, but miss me with all that stuff. You asked me a question. It's the defense. How would you answer?
Because
it's close to me.
Yeah, I guess I'd say the offense just –
that's where they're yeah.
Just because, I don't know, they're playing with a lot of backups, and I mean, it's close. It's close. They're both, you know, both units are doing a good job. And special teams, too, has been better.
Now, I got to be careful, and I really want your assessment on this take, and I'm going to explain it. So, I've come in here, and I'm excited about the theme of this year, offensively and defensively, as next man up. And, you know, right now, you know, hey, they're 3-0. It could have gone another way, but it hasn't. Steiny, why wouldn't this Bosa news, and I'm assuming, only ask is assume, let's just say he's out for a few weeks. I'm not telling you and the listeners they're not going to miss him, but would you have a problem with me feeling like Robert Saleh, even though that's a Bosa's man, that's your dude. But Stoney, I feel like if it's just for a few weeks, what if I told you I think they could be okay? They might lose a game, but they could be okay. Whereas the last year, if you told me Bosa was out for 4 weeks, I'd feel like they were going to go 0-4 because their defense couldn't do anything.
I mean, I look at Bosa's kind of, you know, in the same vein as Brock Purdy, and if he's going to miss, you know, 2 or 3 weeks, can you, or you know, 4 weeks, can you win a couple of those games? I do think, you know, if it gets longer than that, that's when you start really feeling it. But you know, if he misses a few games, maybe a month tops, I think they can overcome that.
But the importance of why stacking these 3 wins and 2 in your division are what they are. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Yeah.
Let's go to Javier in Vacaville. What's up, Javi?
How you guys doing today? This is Jerry Guru Johnson.
Hey.
I ain't going to lie to you. I'm very impressed. I didn't have any faith in them being a competitive team to this extent. I thought they'd be a 500, maybe just above 500 team. You know, kudos to the Niners, but I do have a few quick gripes, and that is one quick gripe, and then one thing about defense, what we're doing. You know, we got Brian Robinson Jr., a starting tailback in his league, and you see on that toss action he has for 11-plus, you know, you just see him just smack his hands in disbelief because he has that nice carry and he gets taken off the field. And we've seen this before, hand over fist is over and over again. You know, Shanahan gets so in love with the McCaffrey touches, but don't forget this is not a sprint, it's a marathon. We got 14 more of these, and then you guys want to make the postseason, 49er fans. This is how you get Chris McCaffrey worn down. You're telling me if he had 10 less touches and played 10 less snaps, and ours lose a game? No. Brian Robinson is ready to go. He had 27 touches. If he had 20 touches and 10 less snaps, would the Niners lose that game? No. He's not. Brian Robinson deserves 5 to 7, if not 10 carries a game. Not because they keep out this McCaffrey press, but because Brian Robinson is a football player. And the reason why we're winning games, even with the lack of production in the run game, is because football is a mentality-based sport. And Shanahan got his mentality back from what they wanted to. Rush the passer, play that cover 3, erase your defense in the back end, and most importantly, have a good run game. But they got the guy at the helm in Saleh. And people are saying, oh, why are they giving him so many yards? Because
Javi,
Robert Saleh is going to – yes.
I do have a question for you about the Shanahan. It's like, I know you're worried about all the touches and stuff like that, but haven't you kind of given up on that in terms of, like, Shanahan's going to use him as much as possible to win that game that weekend? Like, are you ready to say that's just who Shanahan is and we have to live with it?
No. Until they win the Super Bowl, no. I'm not going to give up on that because Shanahan can keep beating his head into the wall. But what happened in the Super Bowl? McCaffrey fumbled the second drive from scrimmage. I know that whether that, oh, it's wear and tear, this, that. Until they get the job done.
95-7 The Game. Breaking news.
All right, test showed that 49ers Pro Bowl defensive end Nick Bosa, yikes, suffered a season-ending torn ACL during Sunday's win over Arizona. Sources tell ESPN, this is Adam Schefter, it's a clean tear, but Bosa now will need season-ending surgery.
Thanks, Brent. Stoney, wow. Talked about, go ahead.
No, I'm just... The news just in, Nick Bosa has suffered a season-ending injury, torn ACL.
I mean, where do we start? I'll say this to you, partner. We just talked about hopefully it's a couple weeks, but, Stoney, I got to go here. Now can we – there's something to something in regard to this team. And you just lost your best player, man, on defense.
Yeah. Cardinals lost their best player on offense yesterday.
That happened. Not the news they wanted to hear, man.
No, absolutely not.
Wow.
All right, 888-957-9570. You've heard the news.
Damn.
Bosa's out for the season. Nick Bosa tore his ACL.
Oh,
he's out
man.
For the rest of the year. And obviously puts a damper on the 3-0 start for the San Francisco 49ers. But
thank God they're 3-0, though, Stoney. That's where you start. You know what I mean?
Yep, and that one hurts.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
And now that I just asked you double backing on him, putting his thumb down, pointing to his family, then he knew something was up for real, Steiny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go to Let's go to Drew in Sunnyvale. Hey Drew, how you doing?
Oh man. Do I have to follow up that news now? Oh,
yeah. I know. I mean, sorry, buddy.
No doubt.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's all good, guys. I mean, I was about to give like Robert Saleh a bunch of props for how he's coaching up this defense and, you know, how they played without Nick Bosa for the majority of the game yesterday. And coming back to the coaching thing, like, this is the best defensive coordinator coordinating that Saleh has done in his career. Like, I've seen a lot of growth in him from the last time he was a defensive coordinator with the 49ers to now. I see more variety in the fronts. I see more variety in the blitzes of coming off the corner. We didn't see enough of that, frankly, like the last Saleh tenure, but now I'm seeing a lot of that, and I'm just seeing a lot of putting players in a position to succeed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Changing up the line fronts and you know putting Bosa against a D tackle instead of a D end at times. Obviously, putting Bryce Huff in a position to be successful. I think the combination of Bryce Huff and Mykel Williams yesterday was really good in the run game and in the pass game as well. But man, like losing Nick Bosa for the season, that is going to be a huge adjustment for the team, especially given that the secondary, the Niners have done a good job hiding some of the flaws in the secondary, especially Renardo Green. And that's another thing I wanted to give solid props on, in addition to coaching up Upton Stout. But, I mean, the team is playing so well. They have the vibes are immaculate. At least they were immaculate before this news. But, man, this is a blow, no doubt about it.
Yeah, appreciate the call, Drew.
Man, Steiny, it is. And I'll sit here and say this. You still got the trading deadline. I don't know what's out there, but my gosh, you're in need. And now that I sat here, and it's not a bad thing, giving Robert Saleh his flowers through and Kyle being able to coach next man up. I mean, now that's staring you in the face big time, you know, going into a game against Jacksonville Jaguars and thereafter. But, I mean – man, Steiny, the first quarter you're without him, and now he's out the year. Like, damn.
Yep, if you're just joining us, Nick Bosa, tore his Achilles, going to miss the rest of the year. Tough piece of news for the Niners, no doubt about it. What does it change anything for you? Does it take some steam out of these three wins? Do you still think you can accomplish whatever it is you wanted to accomplish? I mean, I don't really think that a lot of 49er fans have had Super Bowl expectations. So,
but they have playoffs, Donnie.
They're 3-0.
Okay,
so they've got a little head start on that. But you know, how do you?
How about you? What's it doing for you? I know you just got, we got the news, but Stani, I got to watch it. I've learned my lesson.
They're 3-0 and they've got a lot of easy games. Mm. They just do. So I think they should be in this thing all year with or without Bosa.
And I'll tell you what, if I'm Matt Stafford.
An ACL. I'm sorry. Good. ACL, not an Achilles. Oh, okay. My bad. All right. ACL.
Yeah. No, all good. You know, if I'm the Rams or, you know, I'm in the division, you know, nobody's going to sit here and say this. But now I think about when you just talked about the, you know, better opponents and they're coming with the Rams Thursday night, right? That's just a couple weeks away. Now that you don't got 97 up there, man, it's going to be hard. So now can Robert Saleh manipulate, dial up pressure, you know, like I've been saying, oh, it's crazy. But let's be honest, Donnie, and again, I know it's Arizona. They beat the Cardinals basically without Bosa yesterday. Is that a stretch?
He got hurt, I think, late in that first quarter. So, the defense played well after Bosa got hurt yesterday for three quarters.
Damn, man.
But, Nick Bosa is going to be out for the rest of the year. He's got a torn ACL. Torn ACL. Adam Schefter reporting from ESPN.
Oh, man.
Let's go to the waterman in Corte Madera. Hey, Water, what's up, buddy?
What's up, fellas? Unfortunately, this news has changed the total, you know, I guess, bearing of my call, but I'll still stick with it. I think we all, through three games, have seen how important a legitimate defensive coordinator is to an organization. Robert Saleh, and I know earlier in the year people were kind of like, nah, we don't want Saleh back, and there was kind of that thought. I was thrilled because it was something we know, and it's something the team knew, so there wasn't going to be a big adjustment of learning that scheme. The core is there, and you got rookies to train. The veterans can help train the rookies up quickly, which it seems to be they're showing. The secondary does have me a little scared. They are kind of getting confused on some. There was way too many wide open players yesterday's game. The Cardinals, thank goodness for some drops. But when the defense needs to come up with a stop, it seems like Fred Warner or Bosa are always there to stop it. And I mean, the game was, in my opinion, yes, the offense had to go down and get into field goal range, which they did. But really, this has been 3 weeks in a row where it's really taken the defense to really create some major stops in order for the Niners to win these games. And so, yes, with the strength of schedule, that I'm sure has a lot to do with our 3-0, but I'm never going to apologize for a win in the NFL. Every team's trying hard, right? Anything can happen. And I think we can say last year, the Niners are probably 0-3 if this is last year. But this is this year, so things we're looking up. Now with the Bosa news, you know, who knows what that's going to do, because that changes all your scheming now on the defensive line. With how they double team Bosa all the time and what pressure that takes off the rooks. But man, I tell you, this game is brutal, man. It's just one play. I mean, we saw it with James with Connor, man, and I just felt sick to my stomach seeing that young man go down with all he's been through. And I'm just praying for that guy that it's not a career ending. And then now with Bosa with this, and you know, it seems like with ACLs they can repair these things. And you can come back, but, you know, this is now is Bosa's second ACL tear. And I was going to ask you guys, did they confirm, was it the same knee that he had repaired?
Yeah, it is. Oh, it's the same one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I tell you, when I saw him lay down on the ground after he walked off the field, that was the same reaction he had when he tore his knee in New York. He laid on the ground with his helmet off and just was like, I think, in disbelief because he knew something was wrong. And gosh, I mean, when we got that initial news that it maybe wasn't an ACL because they rule out the initial how they bend the knee in the room with the doctors and stuff. But gosh, man, this is just brutal news. But we can just hope that the Niners can keep this thing going. And real quick, sorry, Mac Jones is not an overall better quarterback than Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy has way more mobility. The Niner offensive line should get some huge praise for the amount of protection they have given Mac Jones. Mac Jones can throw the ball. He seems to be very accurate. It's exciting to have a great backup quarterback. Gentlemen,
thanks,
it's nice
Water.
To talk to you again. Let's have a good year.
Yeah, appreciate you, Waterman.
Yeah, that thumbs down, Stoney. That, I know you said it just a second ago. That meant he knew. He knew his body. Something was serious, man.
Oh, you know what? Let's reset here. Okay. The injury is an ACL, and now Adam Schefter is reporting of ESPN. He's reporting that it's not the same knee.
Oh.
It's not the same knee. So it's an ACL tear.
Is there good news in that, Stoney?
I have no idea.
All right. Bottom line is now Mykal Williams, Kalia Davis, Jordan Elliott, and who else, Stoney? Alfred Collins, all these youngsters. I mean, they got to take it up a notch, man.
It was a right knee the first, and yesterday, right knee yesterday, left knee in 2020.
Man.
Let's go to the Warrior in Phoenix. What's up, Warrior? Warrior, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, the Warrior's fine. Thanks for asking. I got to start off by normal. Hey, Steiny, you're doing a great job. Guru, you've come a long way in the last 4 months. But the Bosa injury is devastating. But you said something earlier about the next man up. And as far as the offense, hey, I was a little disappointed yesterday, but before anybody says Devo, let's look at what he did in Cleveland yesterday. As far as Mac Jones, hey, he did what he needed to do. And then I want to tell you why the Warrior isn't Nostradamus. After the safety, I was so disappointed. And I turned the radio off as I was working yesterday. And I'm not Nostradamus, like I said, but... Yeah, I'm very confident in the offense with Purdy coming back, and I'm not as pessimistic as you guys.
Appreciate the call, Warrior. I'm not pessimistic. I just know that the Bosa injury hurts, but you've gotten off to a good start.
Yeah.
So, this is where nobody's saying it's going to be easy, but. This is where you still have an opportunity to take advantage of the schedule. Mm. And I would say, sure, your odds to win the Super Bowl maybe went down a hair or a little bit. I still think you got a shot at the division.
I mean,
absolutely got a shot at the division still. Yeah.
Nobody's going to quit, Stoney. That's bottom line. And again, I'm not concocting or making stuff up. The bottom line is, if any team is equipped to kind of keep moving and next man up, like the Warriors said, we talked about, is this team here, you know, playing two games without a starting quarterback and starting tight end is on the IR right out to shoot. But this is, I don't want to say debilitating, Stoney, but it's funny. I come in here and I say, in Robert Saleh, I trust and I've saw it. Now, Stoney, for this defense not to falter or keep up, as crazy as that sounds, without Bosa, I mean, now just how difficult of a task is that for Robert Saleh and the players?
This was Fred Warner yesterday after the game, and he was asked. He was asked at the time, "What if the Bosa injury were serious?"
Yeah, I mean, obviously he's one of our best players, right? So it would be a huge loss. But like I said, hoping the best with the news.
All right. Well, the news is not the best. Nick Bosa. Tore his ACL. He's going to miss the rest of the season. That news coming out about 10 minutes ago from Adam Schefter of ESPN. So very sobering day for the Niners after a big win against the Cardinals. And now we'll find out how Robert Saleh addresses coaching this team without Nick Bosa.
What do you have?
Really
for,
that simple.
Yeah, no doubt. What do you have for me if I sit here and look at it from this vantage point? With all the injuries you've endured, and I know every team has them, right, Stoney? But this one just kind of sends it over the top. The best part about everything right now in Ninerville, and I guess this is how it should be in every city, is the fact that they're 3-0. Like, that's how important getting off to this good start is, because it's going to be tested ASAP.
Yeah. I mean, these wins count as much now.
Two of them in the division.
As they do at the end of the season, so... You know, you're 2-0 in the division, and one of those wins is on the road. And now you got a game against Jacksonville that I got to believe you're going to be favored in. And so again, if you can take advantage of this schedule, the goal now is just to absolutely get to the playoffs and then just see what happens. Can you do that even without Nick Bosa? 888-957-9570.
And a replacement, Stoney. You know, they're not done. I know Lawrence Taylor's not out there, but you don't know what they can do in regard to trying to facilitate a trade or whatnot to get some reinforcement. But, man, this is crazy.
888-957-9570 is the number. A lot of news coming out about the 49ers today. Of course, they win yesterday 16-15. Panero makes a kick at the buzzer, and the 49ers raise their record to 3-0. They're the only undefeated team in the NFC West. And the only problem, Nick Bosa. He's torn his ACL. The 49ers were hoping for the best, but they unfortunately got the worst news possible. Bosa's going to miss the rest of the season with a torn ACL. And now Robert Saleh, who's done such a great job with his defense, has a bigger challenge, and that is trying to keep this thing going without one of their best defensive players in Nick Bosa.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it on the other side. 888-957-9570 is the number. And also, Sports Talk on 95.7 The Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And that segment was brought to you by Ceremony Ford.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.